This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. As the worldwide death toll from the coronavirus eclipses 1 million, experts are accessing and assessing how much damage the virus has done compared to other world disasters. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
The 1 million deaths attributed to the coronavirus in 9 months are far more than the 690,000 from AIDS or the 400,000 from malaria in all of last year. More deaths are expected this fall because of the recent surge in coronavirus infections in the U.S. and many other countries. Wealth and power have not shielded the rich from the awful power of the virus. The U.S. has been the worst hit country in the world, with more than 7 million infections and more than 200,000 deaths, reflecting what Dr. Anthony Fauci says is the lack of success that we have had in containing this outbreak. Yet there are also signs that death rates are declining and that people who get the virus now are faring better than those in the early months of the pandemic. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, President Trump announces the U.S. will start shipping millions of rapid coronavirus tests to states this week and in an effort to push for reopening of schools for kids in kindergarten through 12th grade. AP's Sagar Magani.
A senior administration official says 6.5 million tests will go out this week and a total of 100 million over the next several weeks. While governors can use the tests however they like, the administration's urging they be used to reopen schools. It's a politically sensitive issue for the president, who has been criticized for his pandemic handling. He's been pushing state and local leaders for months to reopen schools. Confirmed virus cases remain high at around 40,000 per day nationwide. Experts are warning of a likely surge in colder months ahead.